Mofos and Mofets. What it do?
2 Blunt Podcast.
It's your boys. Vanilla, butter, pecan, chocolate deluxe. What?
You know this whole song?
I do.
Damn.
I was a big Wu-Tang fan.
Were you a big Wu-Tang fan?
When I was younger.
No way.
Yeah.
When you were younger? In your youth?
Yeah, me and the homies.
No, I bet it was some homies.
Me and the homies in school. We all had nicknames. We all was each one of them.
What?
So in the verses, you know what I'm saying?
No.
We in the playground rapping.
No.
Like,
no.
36 Chambers came out.
No. No.
Out there rapping.
So y'all had, you had, so you had it. Who were you?
I was the NZA.
What up, y'all? It's Keaton Lewis.
It's your boy Knocker, the NZA.
The NZA.
Oh,
you
man.
Know, for all my rock music time, I did spend time freestyling rap. We would freestyle in the car, but I couldn't think of words to say, so I would basically just read.
And just read shit? Just random
read,
shit?
Just read shit, but it's the streets of Arkansas, so it's really weird.
That's pretty much what freestyling is. Just
That was before I discovered that I liked rock music way too much.
Okay. Yeah, me and the homie used to do that. We try to freestyle and be driving down the street, and you just be like, Arby's, mm-hmm. go. When you just rap about Arby's.
No, I would just use the whole, I would use every word I saw.
Oh.
See, yeah, that's it would just get weird, yeah.
You was just reading.
I was just reading in rhyme,
that's
in pattern.
Freestyle.
And beat. I was on beat, though. You know, there was a beat playing. We had a beat in the car.
Playing. All right, what you smoking on, fool?
Sun cake.
Sun cake, huh?
Sun cake. I've been smoking cake all weekend, my nigga. Huh? I had the red velvet cake on Saturday.
Oh, shit.
Had the sun cake on Monday.
You caking
Tuesday.
It up, huh?
Yeah.
Cake.
Yeah.
Speaking of red velvet.
Mm-hmm.
that fits in. That was a good little, you know, segue. Like, a little segue.
You like your segue?
Now you choking on that cake, huh?
Oh, this is a joint.
You ready for some more red velvet?
You like cheesecake?
Some... I don't like cheesecake.
Do you not?
No.
Not even with the strawberries on it?
No.
I bet you don't like fresh fruit and stuff.
Nah, not really. Right. I mean,
or just
a little
like,
bit, but not really.
But like fruit with like some gel on it, like just like squeezed out of something.
Some gel on it?
I don't know what cheese. Every time I see the cheesecake, it looks like gel.
Oh, the
little squirts on there.
That should look like just sugar.
Yeah, I don't like it. So.
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 Walmart,
mm-hmm.
Wally World,
from
is that what they call it? The Wally World.
Wally, we're going to Wally World.
They
going to buy some.
They put out some ice chicken. Cream, man.
I know.
They're celebrating Juneteenth.
Yeah, people are mad about it. It's weird.
Is it weird?
Mm-hmm.
It's completely weird.
For me, it's weird.
Okay, so let's give the backstory, I guess. Walmart released ice cream,
mm-hmm.
in celebration, the celebration edition. Of their ice cream for Juneteenth.
Uh-huh.
Juneteenth is finally recognized as a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So, Walmart decided we gonna make some ice cream.
I get paid for that day. I'm just mad that everybody gets paid for that day. I feel like...
So you feel like there's only a select few that should get that?
Only certain people should get it.
I'm with it.
That'd be crazy if everybody got paid for me getting, you know... freed.
Yeah.
You know, just a weird thing for everybody to get paid.
So, you know the backstory of Juneteenth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
Basically, all the freed slaves that were free before that were
it's
just
fucked
fighting.
Up already.
It's already bad.
It's fucked up already that it was...
They had to get that far.
It's years after, and they're like, oh, by the way,
over
there, they've been kicking it. Y'all can kick it now. Like, so...
We're finally free.
Yeah.
Finally.
They just
well, you know what? In Colorado, though, we did look that up on the trippy trip in Colorado.
But that was way after, right?
That was,
yeah.
That we
was
we in the land of free slaves.
But that was way after.
It's way after. So, no, that was like right after, actually, because it was right after the Civil War.
Was it?
Yeah, so right after the Civil War, a bunch of free slaves came up here and basically settled Colorado and then got it taken away by Jim Crow. Huh. Yeah.
Somebody else can fact check that. Mm-hmm. I ain't in it. That was Keaton Lewis's take. Email him.
Email me.
But yeah, so yeah, first of all, it's red velvet and cheesecake.
Okay. We're going to take a two-person poll.
Where do you think those flavors came? Like, Where you think the choice came from?
Okay, so my first thought was, if I'm in the lab myself, you know, if I'm the white man in the lab, I'm a smart white man, bringing me some black folks in. I'm going to bring one from each demographic, hopefully, right? And I'm pretty sure they all going to say red Kool-Aid. That's going to be in there. They were like, shit, you make a cake out of red Kool-Aid. That's going to all demographics, from the doctor to the niggas that's probably not as smart as Kodak Black, but just sound like Kodak Black. You bring all them in, they gonna say red fucking Kool-Aid. What kind of cake you want? Any kind of cake you want? Red Kool-Aid cake. That. So that white man that I would be, I'd be like, cool, I can't make red Kool-Aid because I can't find it because it's in a blue motherfucking package. You know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna never find red Kool-Aid. He'd be like, is this a taste? I'd be like, nope, that's cherry. Nope, that's dark cherry. Like, they know this is not red. Red Kool-Aid is not, you know, he gonna take them to the store. He gonna find out. He gonna be mad as fuck that the motherfucking package is blue and they talking about red fucking Kool-Aid. So this nigga is the white man that I am. He's gonna say, fuck it, red velvet. That's cake already.
That's close enough.
These niggas like red velvet. He been to a couple of funerals or something. He talked to these niggas enough. He been through the red Kool-Aid thing enough. He's gotten rapport with all the demographics.
Do you like red velvet?
Mm-mm.
It's just chocolate, right?
I don't know what red velvet is. It's nasty.
It's chocolate with something else. I like red velvet. I fucks with it.
Cause you a real nigga though. That's,
See, don't do
you
that.
You a real nigga now, huh?
Don't do that.
You eat red velvet cake.
I don't eat catfish.
So. You don't eat fish.
I know.
So don't blame the catfish for you're not.
But I'm just saying, like, when there's soul food and shit, and I'm cool.
Not eating pig feet. Mm-hmm. Chitlins.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Trying to think of more.
None of that.
What if? Okay, so what if that was the flavor? Pig feet and chitlins.
Oh yeah, then they done for, man. You can't do that. You really can't do that.
Watermelon red Kool-Aid. If I was just in there by myself, I would just, if I was the white man by myself, I'm making the most racist goddamn, it's Juneteenth, we already celebrating. Let's go ahead and celebrate. And then be like, what you mad about? Then I represented you. You like watermelon, don't you? I don't hear shit. Fried chicken and macaroni and cheese. Dab of hot sauce.
Oh man! Ice cream. All right, so I don't know what the fuck I googled it. I don't know who the source is. So whatever, if it's wrong, it's wrong. Fuck y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Red velvet contains additional ingredients like buttermilk, vinegar, and cream cheese. See, now I don't even now I don't know if I like that shit, man.
That sounds like something a nigga would make though. That sounds like chitlin ingredients right there, my nigga.
Go back and check.
Can you read that again for me, brother? You said vinegar.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Buttermilk, vinegar, and cream cheese.
All these things I feel like stink.
More complex flavor and texture. Red velvet cakes are richer and finer than simple chocolate cakes. Oh, see, so I ain't got no simple taste buds. That's the problem, is y'all niggas got simple ass chocolate taste buds.
Do you like cheesecake?
Nope.
Okay, that's just cheese. Cream that cheese. That shit is just cream cheese.
That's too much. Cold. Yeah, it's, I don't like the consistency of that. Oh. That shit is weird.
You don't like the numbness?
Nope.
Like smacking your did I throw up?
Just mud in my mouth. No, I'm good.
Oh, man, you're tripping, bro.
Nope, I don't like. So, I mean, I don't know.
That's a very simple taste,
I just wonder where those flavors came from, because
they rolled some dice on what niggas do.
I mean, it's not the worst, I guess.
I mean, damn, they could have just put vanilla. Okay, what if they just put chocolate in that motherfucker? Chocolate ice cream.
Okay, so. So you shouldn't be offended, is what you're saying.
I mean,
as a black man.
Damn.
Are you offended?
Nah. Yeah. No.
How do you feel about it?
I'm for it. Make your money.
You okay with Walmart making? And see, that's the big thing. Is
okay. I'm gonna tell you right
they're
now.
They're saying like, y'all shouldn't be the ones to put this out. Like,
don't you want representation though? Don't you want to be out there in the street?
I get that too.
Do you not want to get shot?
I catch hold both your, sides of that.
Hold your ice cream high. that you bought from probably the most racist company in the world. Because guess what? If okay, how are we supposed to sell it? Okay, so stop. Pause. If you want me to be like real thoughtful about it, how you want me to sell Juneteenth ice cream in Walmart? You know what I'm saying? Do you want Walmart to get the idea first and then give it to us? And then go, now y'all do it. Like, what? If they had the idea first, you know what I'm saying? Free market, capitalism, blah, blah, blah.
I mean,
you know where you at.
It's weird. It's weird because it is weird. A little bit weird.
When you see the...
And maybe it's weird because we're not used to celebrating, the world celebrating, like the country acknowledging Juneteenth. Because for the longest, I ain't even going front. When I grew up, I had no idea. It was just going down to the... It was... Everybody went down to the Five Points.
Y'all had too many niggas that went to college here. I lived in Arkansas. Niggas was like, fuck it. We going to shoot at Juneteenth. We going to wear tall tees. Everybody wearing a dress.
Oh, that was happening. That's what I'm saying.
But you like, missed it?
There's a performance. There was somebody perform every year downtown in June.
Lil Webby didn't perform, nigga. Lil Boosie didn't come down.
Nah, it was there was a couple of them.
Boosie Boo. Oh.
is that your little Boosie?
No, nah, this dude named Wood put me on the Boosie. I didn't like his voice at first. He was like, nah, you got to listen to what he's saying, though. And I listened to it. I was like, oh, I'm never going to live that life. But that's insane. He did. That's But he did
used to. Who's going to be there this year? They got a flyer or anything? I don't know. I'm trying to see.
Juneteenth and
college. But yeah, they usually have, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've only went like twice when I was younger. And it's just everybody kicking it. You know what I'm
saying?
No
fights?
Like, I mean, probably. Yeah, there's fights.
There you go.
Like, man, there's fights everywhere. You can't do that.
Mm.
Can't do that though.
I didn't think you. I thought you would be like a little.
Can't do that.
I thought your ice. I thought your little. Your Colorado.
There's fights everywhere.
I'm just saying. I thought Colorado's a little more vanilla. You know, be a little more like. No, let's not do that today. I know y'all got gangs and crazy niggas out here, but like I feel like Arkansas is packed with crazy niggas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, it probably is. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh shit.
Who's performing?
Oh shit. Nobody performing.
Oh.
Damn, Juneteenth Soul Food Festival canceled in Arkansas.
Busta Rhymes coming soon.
To here?
To these? Here?
Yeah, he's doing a free show out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be buff. That's going to be crazy. Just, I miss skinny Busta Rhymes with the crazy hair.
But yeah, so, I mean, I get the ice cream thing. Like, I don't know if like, do I get it?
Yeah, you get it, bro.
As a business owner, I get it.
Yeah.
But Because in my mind, it becomes this.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, we've wanted to be included.
Mm.
And for a long time, we wanted acknowledgement,
mm-hmm.
you know? And now it's there. We don't just get February, you know? Like, I mean, I get there. If that's their angle, I can't speak for their angle.
Oh shit, bro.
Because the corporate mindset is hey, we're gonna monopolize everything. We're gonna make money off of fucking everything.
Is it a real holiday now?
Yeah, it's
bust it out then, nigga.
Right.
Yeah.
Get the decorations out. Yeah. You know?
It does feel
so I get that.
Weird.
And I also understand the wait what? But now it's a holiday. So this comes with it.
But if the argument is...
It's like, as an Irish person, do you get offended about St. Patrick's Day?
They probably do. What the fuck?
I don't know any.
Walmart selling Saturday, St. Patrick's Day, she's old my
but
girl.
The fact that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you go down to the St. Patrick's Day parade, it's almost a mockery of the shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like...
Yeah, but what are the...
Of it is.
I don't know what the Irish people believe, though. Maybe they believe
and
this
it's
shit.
Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because we definitely don't want to see folks running around in what? Kente cloths and shit? The Kente cloths? Isn't that what it's called?
I'd beg to differ. That shit was hilarious to me. I don't know. Look at the fucking ice cream bottles of Kente cloth. What you talking about?
How would you feel?
I'm not from Africa. That's how I feel. I'm from
Fair
America.
Enough.
Yeah, I'm not from Africa.
Fair enough. I'll take that.
If you're going to say something, you know, Kente cloth to... They could have put the American flag on the Juneteenth and been, like, way better.
Okay, so is that next? Is that what's next? Oh, mm-hmm. let me
what's next?
On the mic. How are you fucking up?
you back. Hey, what up?
I just don't... I feel like I'm screaming.
No, we do. It's fine, though.
Is that next? Like, people going to start on Juneteenth, start dressing... You know what I'm saying?
Where are we at, though? What nigga do you know wears Kente cloth on the weekend?
Not
a nigga I've ever met in my life besides a fucking African.
The same way, how many Irish people do you know walk around like folks be dressed on St. Patrick's Day?
Never. Why? But then they get, I think the mockeries, they be getting drunk. That's the fucked up part. They be like, oh, these niggas are alcoholics.
Basically.
The whole city be like, you can walk around drunk and so you just fucking throw up there and piss everywhere. They don't give a fuck.
So what if they start doing shit like that?
Fine. Yeah. Everybody can act like a nigga. That's it's my modus operandi right there.
White folks start having Juneteenth cookouts.
What do you want them to do? It's a fucking holiday now.
But I'm saying they don't get to call it the cookout. It ain't a cookout.
What Irish people get? What say do the little percent of Irish people get when people are running around drunk, dressed like
what I'm saying.
Gotta wear green or somebody's gonna pinch you. Nigga from Ireland, nigga, that never happened.
But it's different because the numbers isn't the same. And that's spectrum, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Like
I would like you said, it's a spectrum. I would take offense if it was only portrayed as the lowest form of the spectrum of like
if it was more of a mockery and disrespected, just kind of,
you know what I'm saying? If somebody dressed up like the lady that figured out the math to go to the moon, you know what I'm saying? At least fucking one person did. at least he know, you know, she know, at least they know, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't, everybody wasn't like Kodak Black homies and shit, like that's just like this, like, and then everybody's drinking like, everybody's making fun of him, and he's like a fucking genius. You know what I'm saying? He's like,
wait, Kodak Black?
Yeah, he's not bad.
What do you mean he's not bad?
No, he has this, the way he speaks, you would think he's dumb, right? But he's actually a fucking genius. And these people are showing how genius could be all over the spectrum. So that's what I'm saying, like, making a mockery of him, saying he's dumb. Drinking Kool-Aid and having chitlins around their neck and shit like that. If they did all of that shit, that racist ass shit, and didn't do like...
Okay, so if it was... if this was red Kool-Aid watermelon flavored ice cream. Bother you more?
No.
If it was red Kool-Aid flavored, you'd be cool with it?
They would never figure out the red Kool-Aid.
But I'm just saying, if it's just fruit punch, or tropical punch, nigga, like, they probably what are we talking out. About?
Yeah, okay, so tropical punch Kool-Aid. No.
And just tropical punch flavored ice cream, and they called it red Kool-Aid.
With the blue packet on there and shit. No.
And it was like, in celebration of Juneteenth,
I mean,
we bring you red Kool-Aid ice cream. Would that be more offensive?
That's definitely more offensive. But I mean, I think the more offensive, the more the sting... The less than less thing, you know what I'm saying? Because think about the first, if Juneteenth gets treated like St. Patrick's Day, if we just equate it to that, the first five, six years are going to be bad. They're going to be bad. It's not going to be good. Everybody's going to be like before Gucci Mane got out of prison. You know, not buff Gucci Mane, not better Gucci Mane, like fucked up. The one he don't even want to be, you know? It's just like, damn. You know, if they bring, you know, but it's not, I don't. First 5 years, you ain't going to see, you know, Madam C.J. Walker in there. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to see Langston Hughes. You might see a couple Clarence Thomases. You know what I'm saying? Dressing like, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to do what St. Patrick does to Juneteenth, that's what they going to do.
Mm.
And that's what they going to do first 5 years.
They can't do that shit.
They know they can't because, but they
already pulled that shit, right?
They already bold enough to kind of like sell.
Walmart already lost that one, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It can't be from Arkansas and do kind of shit like this anyway. They from
Arkansas. Oh, and by the way, Dave East and Twista is performing at this Juneteenth.
That's this cool. Year,
so I like Dave East. I fucks with him.
Dave East.
Okay, so let me ask another question, mm-hmm. because if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Walmart also released Pride ice cream.
Yep. For the whole month.
I don't know what's in it. I'm about to look it up. But so with Pride ice cream, is that, how come nobody said nothing about that shit?
Man, we missed it though. We had a part of that community, bro.
Or did it just get released too? Because the picture I keep seeing is right next to it.
Uh-oh.
I can't see what flavor it is, so maybe you can figure that shit out. But so yeah, I didn't hear much of a hoopla about that.
Wow, man, they ain't in our algorithm. You know what I'm saying? They ain't in our shit. Oh man, they didn't make it swirly. Oh damn, that's hilarious.
No, you got
that's fucked up.
Oh, so they came out at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh
damn. So like I said, you know what I'm saying? For the money, they should have went for the red velvet. Oh, I mean, they should have went for the red Kool-Aid and the watermelon. I feel like there's two reds, though, so you got to...
Oh, my God.
They should have went for the... Because, I mean, they did them dirty. They did them terrible. Terrible.
What's the... Oh, man, I need to know what... I don't know why it's so intriguing, but...
You wanted the flavor?
Yeah.
Pride flavor, nigga. Weird.
Oh.
Pride flavored, nigga.
Oh, man.
Oh, damn. Wait. It kind of tastes like vanilla. Oh, shit. It is just one flavor. It said give you the swirl.
That's fucked up.
That is fucked up. Hey, man. They from Walmart. Give them they fucking... Give them they just desserts, but they did their job.
Man, let's go try and find some today. We're going to find some.
Okay, you got to... I mean...
I got to... I drive by one today. On my way to the crib. I'll stop.
White chocolate flavored ice cream.
What?
Oh, man.
White chocolate ice cream. I like white. Wait a minute. That's the shit we be getting at the rolled ice cream joint.
Oh, shit. White chocolate flavored ice cream with brownies and cherries.
I don't fuck with cherries. Well, not.
Man, you got to try some shit you like. God damn. God damn, nigga. I can't fuck with the cherries. Like, God damn.
I mean.
Not the Mascheranos, nigga. You can't fuck with them. God damn it.
Oh, what'd you call them?
The Mascheranos, nigga.
Oh shit! I don't know if that's what it's called.
I'm pretty sure it's not. White chocolate. You fuck with that flavored ice cream.
I can fuck with some white chocolate. I can fuck with some. Why they gotta be white chocolate though?
You know it's crazy. They probably used to sell gay people too, man. Huh? Just like they used to sell niggas. I promise you, they making ice cream. They still selling gay people and niggas to this day. God damn it!
White chocolate brownies and cherries. When you ever seen a cherry on top of a brownie?
You ever been to a gay bar? They probably got that shit on menu, nigga. You ain't never been to no gay bar, nigga. Like I said, you don't know what these niggas go through at their place of business.
Okay, so we need to ask someone in the community if that's offensive.
Yeah, we don't know what these niggas going through. They ain't saying that's offensive. They eating the shit out of it. They said my mama tried it. It was great.
Man, if one of y'all hear this, please enlighten us.
Damn, I think you fucked up when you said one of y'all. That was pretty bad.
Why? I'm just talking to anybody listening.
One of y'all.
Hey, mofos and mofets.
Oh, do they need?
You know what I'm saying? Like, if any of you. Is that better?
Either you people.
What am I supposed to say, motherfucker?
Ain't any of you big gay ice cream loving fools out there. either whore, you know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do. Let us know if you offended by the motherfucking ice cream. The pride ice cream. White chocolate.
So if you had to make a Juneteenth snack, what would it be?
A Juneteenth snack?
What would your Juneteenth? Oh man.
Oh shit, man. I don't know.
What flavors?
Does it have to be like ice cream?
Nah, just what would it? It could be any kind of snack. And what flavor?
Oh, my God. Because it's a difference between red Kool-Aid and red Kool-Aid made right. You know what I'm saying? Shit again. So my shit would have to be sherbet, first of all, standing that way. Going with, like, they fucked up when they didn't even put the sherbet out there first. They just said, we got to make some ice cream. Didn't even think, niggas like sherbet, nigga. Have you tasted the Kool-Aid? It tastes like sherbet.
So, that would be way better.
So my ice cream already be sherbet. Boom. Definitely the red Kool-Aid, right? And grape cigarilla.
So specific too.
Yep.
That grape cigarilla, boy, that's
no spice, all grape. But it's grape flavor, but it's gonna be grape cigarilla. So we gonna name it grape rilla. That's your... What you talking about? Yeah.
Red Kool-Aid, grape
hood red Kool-Aid, because it's gotta be. Oh, you gotta put so much shit.
Overly sweet. Like,
yeah, when you taste it, it tastes like syrup.
It's just sherbet. Thick, like,
yeah, you like God.
It's not thick because it's frozen. It's just sugar. So much sugar in it.
Yeah, you taste it. It's amazing. The first time I had it, I almost cried. I was like, "What the fuck is this?" I looked at my mom, was mad as fuck. Watered down ass Kool-Aid at the house, trying to get it on.
That's You ever do the Kool-Aid and sugar with no water and just. Eat that shit out of a bag.
Fuck no.
Nigga, that was like the original. That was the OG Pixie.
I was trying to drink that shit every time. That
struggle bus Pixie sticks, fool. You take a packet of fucking Kool-Aid, put it in a Ziploc bag with some sugar, shake that shit up, nigga, and then you just pour that shit in your mouth.
No, I don't even like sugar like that, though. Straight. I don't even like candy like that. I need the sugar with the liquid. I need to also have a sandwich. I'm going to drink some Kool-Aid like that, too, and some chips. I need a whole meal.
Oh,
Yeah, that's why I'm big. What the fuck? I can't even be eating sugar out there like that. Sugar don't fill this up.
Oh, man. Shit. You need a whole meal with your
Kool-Aid. Yeah, I need my Kool-Aid needs to have a meal.
Damn, you can't just drink that shit on itself? Like,
sometimes. But not really. Not that sweet. You got to have something to go down with that shit. You got to push that through. I don't know. I did make Kool-Aid toast one time on accident.
Kool-Aid toast? Where you just poured it on there?
On accident.
Like, you poured liquid Kool-Aid?
No, no. I had the bottle, right? And I pre-mixed some extra sugar in the bottle because it was like the big thing. I had just found red Kool-Aid. I'm not looking for years. I was like 22. Like, where the fuck is the red Kool-Aid? I had just found it. Because I didn't know. I had just been to the hood. They had red Kool-Aid. I thought it's red Kool-Aid. They called it red Kool-Aid. I looked for red Kool-Aid.
Oh, you looked for red flavor?
I'm going through all the red flavors. I tasted every red flavor Kool-Aid there is.
What's wrong with you?
Because nobody specified it was Tropical Punch. You big dummy. It was in a blue package. How am I dumb? I'm looking for red Kool-Aid. You niggas are saying red Kool-Aid. Fuck me up.
Oh, man.
So I finally found it. Bought the biggest one I could find, possibly have. You know, I pre-mixed it with some extra sugar. I was making Kool-Aid. I was making cinnamon toast and making Kool-Aid. I dropped the Kool-Aid container on the toast. Before I put the cinnamon on it, it was just sugar on it.
So it's just marinated in Kool-Aid?
Yeah, and so I stuffed that in the oven, pulled it out. The homie was like, are you making one? Make me one too. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I'm not going back on this. This is about to... I just handed him...
Committed, huh? You got to commit. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So handed him a red piece of toast. He was like, what the fuck is this? We both ate it. I said, it's good. He said, it's good. And Kool-Aid toast.
Kool-Aid toast, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Put that out on the market.
Oh, man. Don't nobody want to see that Kool-Aid toast.
Is that a available option on the catering?
Hell no.
Family comfort catering?
Hell no. I don't Kool-Aid even bring that toast. Shit up. Kool-Aid toast.
That's what y'all be serving, motherfuckers.
Kool-Aid this shit is fire, toast, though. This shit is fire.
No, it's not.
Okay. You keep hating right now. You met the nigga.
Sometimes you just got to, you know... Except that you fuck up, and it's cool.
Nah, we ate it. It was good. I'm telling you, it was good. I wouldn't even lie to you about it.
You'd eat it again?
I'd make it for you right now, bro.
Nah, I don't want that.
See what I'm saying? I'd make it for myself right now.
I don't want that shit.
It's good as fuck.
No, nigga.
It's really good.
No, we not believe in that one.
Butter, sugar, and Kool-Aid on toast.
I mean, I could see like...
See, now you even thinking about it. I don't even want to
hear it. I could see taking the packet and throwing some sugar together and not... Without the water, maybe?
I'm not mixing with water.
You said you dipped it in the fucking Kool-Aid, nigga.
No, I said I dropped the container.
I know. So it sat in the bread, soaked up all the Kool-Aid,
right?
No,
not
right?
The container of water. The container of just the powder and sugar.
Oh, the powder.
The powder and the sugar. You thought I was dipping this in Kool-Aid? That's gross as hell.
You said?
The container fell. Oh. Yeah. So the container fell. The container of powder and sugar fell on the Kool-Aid. And it just kind of...
Oh, well, yeah. That's just flavoring just, cinnamon toast, nigga.
I didn't put the cinnamon on there. That part felt weird.
You did?
No, I had just had the sugar on there, and I was like trying to do both at one time. But the sugar... and then container fell. I was like, ooh. All over the toast.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. I thought you meant like...
Like deep dip.
The Kool-Aid spilled all over the bread, and you was just like, well, we going with it.
No.
Just throw this in here.
No, that's nasty. That's nasty. Yes. No.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're on the same page now.
Okay.
So yeah, it's very edible. It was weird because it did soak up, you know, the sugar in the proper way to make it taste like Kool-Aid. But it wasn't overbearing. It was almost like if you put the cinnamon on there. It was strange. Because the ratio that I had in that container was leaning heavy on the sugar, I'll tell you that. Just shook it up a little bit.
We're gonna get the video feed, man. You gonna make some
Kool-Aid toast?
Some Kool-Aid toast.
I'll make some Kool-Aid toast for the reunion,
I'm not
bro.
Eating it, man.
No, I'll make it for the reunion. You know, just get a big pile.
That's the craft services we get is fucking Kool-Aid toast, nigga. You okay? The network's not catering this event?
Yeah, we'll cater it, but I mean
Kool-Aid toast is on the menu.
You gotta test it out somehow with the homies, you know. Kanye makes his friends listen to all his songs before he's done with his album.
To rework my contract. I don't know about that shit.
You can say no. I
got demands, nigga.
You don't want to eat Kool-Aid toast?
Nah, I'm cool. I'm good. You can say that for them. You can say that for the homies, I guess.
I feel like the homies, Johnny would fucking definitely.
Johnny would eat that shit.
Yeah, he'd try that shit.
Johnny would try it.
Yeah.
He probably already had it. Knowing Johnny.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Johnny ate some weird shit before.
Ah, man. That was an accident on my part. I still haven't made it again.
Would you make it again?
Yeah.
So now you're going to go make it tonight?
No. No, I'm not.
You start talking about it?
No. No. I only have a few packets of Kool-Aid, man. Save it for special occasions.
So what other holidays can we make some ice cream for? Who else can we offend?
Fuck. Because the St. Patrick's Day ice cream is like mint chocolate chip. They just...
See, what's up with that shit, too?
That's fucked, right?
Like...
They can't do nothing else besides be Lucky Charms and everything else, nigga. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Some fucked up shit.
Oh, man.
They can't do nothing besides, like, the...
So what's 4th of July flavored ice cream?
Hopefully it's, like, Republican shit. You know what I'm saying? Guns and knives and shit.
That shit tastes like...
It tastes like revolution.
Does it taste like gunshot residue and fucking...
That's the only thing we've ever done for America.
Marble red.
We did it. We did it. I mean, we helped. Somebody in France helped, but we did it. It's delusional ice cream.
Oh, that's Keaton Lewis, y'all.
Just get a fucking empty...
Oh, man. That is hilarious.
It's almost like you've contributed nothing. Oh, man.
Where are we going from that?
I don't know. They're going to have to find some culture, man. They're going to have to get it in.
Okay, moving on.
Ice cream should have been sherbet. That's all I'm saying.
It should have been. That would have been a good choice. But I eat it. But
I'm not eating that shit. Sherbet, red Kool-Aid, grape cigarillo.
I'm not eating that shit because what if it's good? Then I had to wait every June till June. Every
party every June. And then you.
That's that. What is the what's the drink? The shit. The Starbucks shit. In the fall. Pumpkin spice.
Mm-mm.
It's like that. Like, why niggas can't have pumpkin spice in the summer?
Do you like pumpkin spice that much, bud?
I don't like it at all. I've never had it.
It's gross.
I guess I can't say I don't like it, but I never had it.
I think it's because you already know you don't like it.
I don't eat pumpkin.
Oof, we need a pride-filled Juneteenth.
Nope. So
that was a quick one. That was quick.
Fuck, what was I talking about? See, you didn't do me off.
I didn't. I said that. You got to explain yourself now. You know you do.
What?
You said you don't want a pride-filled Juneteenth?
Why it got to be both? Like, why we got to combine them? It's cool if you are and you combine them, but why we got to just be like, oh, it's both of y'all. That's when you got a brother and you just wait until the middle of y'all's birthday and be like, it's both of y'all's party? No, that's fucked up.
Oh.
Let Juneteenth do its
your
thing.
Your birthday's around Christmas.
But fuck that, man. let Juneteenth be Juneteenth and let Pride be Pride. You know what I'm saying? We can celebrate in the same month. Shit. I'm cool with that. But damn, you gotta just throw that shit together. June Pride Teenth? Like, nah, man. Like, let's just leave that shit alone. Like,
oh shit.
It's on two whole other spectrums. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is that? Oh, man. You gotta get off Google. Google got you fucked up. Nah, man. Fuck that. Keep that separate, man. Let everybody do their thing.
Oh, man. We had our money. I got y'all's money.
Let everybody get theirs. But you know what I'm saying? Like, even on their side. Like, why you gotta throw...
But Juneteenth is in...
In June. Mm-hmm. What you mean?
Is that their month? What is, I don't know what Pride Month is.
I don't either, but I'm assuming it is.
I feel like I don't need to know either.
But so what?
Yeah, I just walk outside, I'll figure it out.
Valentine's Day is in Black History Month. We ain't get rid of Valentine's Day. We ain't boot that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, leave that shit alone, man. I don't like that. I don't know.
You know? Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Listen, what?
Macy Gay said, how many channels did that at Walmart Juneteenth ice cream go through before approval? How does that even happen?
You know, it does happen a lot in, like, all the industries like that, like fashion and all that shit. Mm. What was it, the noose one or the weird-looking fucking shirt or some shit? Like, who don't say, hey, man, I saw that, and I don't know if you should do that.
Mm-hmm.
there's no checks and balances like that. I mean,
there are.
Somebody at Walmart, nobody before that shit rolled out was like, hey guys, I don't know about that.
Nobody wanted to lose their job.
Yeah,
as simple as that. We all getting paid for this. Sell that shit. They gonna be mad and buy it.
See, but I feel like, I guess.
We Wally World, nigga. Wally. So we're thugging out. Come get your cakes, your creams, nigga. We got the gay fools and the niggas. You know what I'm saying? They don't give a fuck. How you think? What do you think at all? They were in a board meeting and it went to another board and the other board was like, probably shouldn't do that. Nah, same niggas. Went to the same board meeting. Two different places. I'll meet you upstairs.
Went to the next floor after lunch.
Approved. Red Velvet. Nah, fuck.
Did that shit at the bar, huh?
Like, nah, brother Sherbert, too expensive, man. Oh man.
Sherbert cheaper, ain't it?
I don't know, man, but he was probably like some ice. Nah, man. We already voted last board meeting.
You would think at this point by now they'd be like, let's just get one black person.
They didn't give a
be quality control.
What do you want that one black person to do?
I mean,
be so uncomfortable. How you gonna come on? Be the
not
only
just one, but I'm saying
only nigga working for
but
a
you
company.
You gotta have like a research, fucking research and development team or some kind of. I don't know.
Come on, man. You in Arkansas? You think you know these niggas? I've been there. We know these niggas. I've been to a black cookout before.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I've
like,
seen
God,
red velvet cake and I've seen cheesecake. I promise you, at Rhonda's house, she had both at the cookout. The macaroni and cheese was delightful. That potato salad was exquisite. Had me thinking about being back in the farm with a maid. Maybe a couple field. You know what I'm saying? Brought him back home to where his grandpappy and great-grandpappy lived.
Oh, that's funny.
Eating good food instead of roadkill, I'm assuming, in Arkansas.
But still, man, they gotta... I don't know. I ain't mad at him. I ain't mad at him at all.
I have no animosity.
I'm gonna go buy me a little pint for $2.50.
They pulled it off the shelves, bro. You can't get no more.
Oh, they just pulled it? You can't even just, like, grab the... The leftovers?
No, nah, man. Damn. They pulled it. They said, this shit is racist. Because what was the argument? Because we didn't put it out? How? Do you own a Walmart? Are you? I am confused. Which store did you open, sir? What major chain?
Jermaine Dupri got some ice cream. He could have done it.
There's Rap Snacks. I don't want to hear it.
Nah, that's not Rap Snacks. Rap Snacks is Master P's, ain't it? I think I'm pretty sure that
all those black dudes, bald head and dreads.
Would it be okay?
Yeah, but does he own a chain of stores across the twixt the country? No, he doesn't.
No, but they could have done something with in association.
You gonna ship me some?
No, they could have collabed. They should have.
Who thought of it?
That's
first?
How you do it.
Do you think Walmart's gonna reach out and say, "Hey, I have an idea that's gonna make me money, no matter if you're here or not."
Yes, because then they go, we have an idea to
we're
make
racist.
Us money.
We're racist. I hate black people. We're weak. Walmart. We hate black people.
They can even just, we're going to give a donate of proceeds, you know, a certain percentage of the proceeds will go to this and not do it because most people do that shit.
I'm assuming no charity goes to the charity.
It's a write-off.
I need to follow my dollar.
They give them that, but then it's a write-off at the end of the year, so then they ain't got to pay taxes. You know, that's how these niggas be getting away with all these... That's how you do it, man. That's a whole nother subject, though. You know, I don't know I ain't gonna act like I know everything, but I know you get you a good tax guy, you be all right. You know what I'm saying? You get you one of them cats, like, you be all right. You be on some of that Republican big business shit where them niggas pay like $30 a year in taxes.
Damn.
And the rest of us be over here like, hey, man.
They gave me $38 this year. $38.
Hey, bruh, like, come on, man. So, I don't know. But, yeah, that's a whole nother subject.
Yep.
So, yeah, we going, we can't even get no ice cream. Yeah.
No, we can't get any ice cream. They pulled it. You can get the Pride ice cream, the white chocolate brownies and cherries. Just pick the cherries out.
Oh, they kept the Pride? Oh, that's fucked up.
Why would they not keep the Pride?
Because they right next to each other. Every picture I've seen of it is sitting right next to the black ice cream.
You know, I'm trying to figure out where do you...
This is the Juneteenth ice cream, sorry. I don't know. Whatever.
It's black ice cream. Wait, what are we talking about? It's black ice cream.
Sorry.
Are you sorry?
No.
Are you too blunt or are you too sorry?
I'm whatever.
Okay, I don't understand what the... I'm trying to look for tweets that make sense to why people are upset, but telling you right now, man.
It just shook everybody, man. It just hits weird because you ain't used to it. That's what happened.
They could have at least put
because a three finger ring. Because I did that ring. Shit. When I first saw it, I was like, yo, what the fuck is that? And then I saw it, and then after a while, I started thinking about it, and, well, okay. This is what we wanted. We want acknowledgement, you know?
I think I just want enough acknowledgement not
to be shot. I'm not saying, like, it's the best way to acknowledge it, but it is an acknowledgement, so now...
Acknowledge me like Tim.
So now when Billy or Bobby decide to go to the store with their mom and they at Walmart and they see it and they go, what flavor is it? Because that ain't a normal flavored ice cream. And then they go, hopefully, they go, what's Juneteenth? I don't think, you know, you're going to get like 2% of the people to go, what's Juneteenth?
Mm-hmm. So you're
embraced. But you still, what's that? Reach one, teach one or some shit like that? Like as long as you teach in one, you win. I don't necessarily believe that, but
It's a lot of people out there. So
it's got to be a lot of ones.
That's my shit right there. Them niggas in them kente cloth. Them niggas on Twitter and shit. They put afros on Nancy Pelosi and shit. Hell yeah. Okay. I feel like a lot of these things on Twitter usually are just like, I'm joining the pile. People just
Who goes on Twitter for? For good comment, like good feedback.
I was just looking at what Roy Woods Jr.
I literally go to Twitter just for laughs, nigga.
This is goofy.
Like, the thing. I literally go on there because it's going to be some fuck shit. That's where I saw. Did you see the fight? The plane? The United dude get dropped? Oh, you didn't see
that? Oh, the fight with the football player.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He fucked that dude up. He got back up. The little white boy showed heart. He got back up after that last hit. I would have been like,
okay, so why is that heart?
I don't know, because he got back up. That's what happens in the video game.
Because he was going to get knocked right the fuck back down.
No, because in Fight Night, if you ain't got enough heart, you got to hit the X button a lot harder.
Oh, okay, yeah. Like life.
Life, yeah. You know.
Because he almost got knocked onto that belt and got rolled back with the luggage.
That was my favorite part. He said, he started this. Y'all saw that.
And then two-pieced him.
We saw the middle. It was the middle of the fight.
Yeah, apparently they was pushing before. There's an extended footage too.
So,
oh man, that was a good one. That was good.
That was one of my favorite fights of the year.
That's why I love Twitter, man. That's why I go on Twitter.
Google News showed me that. Google News gives me all.
See, Twitter just be hitting me with that kind of ratchet shit.
Oh man,
so
you a ratchet ass nigga, man.
I mean,
you a ratchet ass nigga, man.
Oh man, I'm not.
You be on that. What's up with this shit?
So if any other Juneteenth items come out, we're gonna have to review some. We have to get some before.
What items will come after this? They fuck niggas. You think niggas, so? Chris somebody, Rock said it. Niggas will fuck up everything.
Somebody gonna push it. Somebody gonna do it, man.
Ain't nobody gonna push that.
I'm taking my ass to Walmart right after this. And I'm going to just walk up and down the aisle. They're like, can I help you? Where's the Juneteenth shit? And
then when they take me to the back.
And then when they go, baby, like, we don't have no, we pulled it. Oh, you pulled it? Oh, you embarrassed? Oh, you don't want to be seen with the Juneteenth shit? Your inventory.
Yo, Colorado never put it out, bro. They're going to be like, nigga, we never even ordered none of that shit. We didn't order the gay fool shit or the nigga shit. Look, we a different type of Walmart here in Colorado. We respect you gay fools and you niggas out here. So look. We didn't even order shit.
Like that.
They gonna say it just like that to you, man. Peace out, bro. See you later, nigga.
You gay fools. I ain't gay, though.
He's just lumpy.
He's just throwing us all together.
Y'all keep coming up to be talking about this shit. I ain't about to be talking about this shit to everybody like the same way. Look, all right, everybody get the same shit.
That's Keaton.
That's the spiel. If I'm the Walmart nigga, look, man, we ain't got the fucking ice cream, man.
I done seen the goddamn videos, man. Y'all know we ain't got that shit no more.
Yeah, damn.
Oh, that's funny.
They don't pay me enough to care about this shit today.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Man.
You got anything else you want to talk about for ice cream, Juneteenth?
Oh, man, did you hear about that shooter?
The what?
The shooter. It was a shooter in like...
The Buffalo one?
The Buffalo one. Nigga, I heard about the shooter. my Americanism just pushed it off. Oh, niggas just shooting again, right? I didn't know he Dylan roofed the motherfucker. Shot up a black place.
Yeah, he drove to, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you didn't see his gun? All the shit he had written on his gun? Nah, I don't want to talk about that shit. Fuck that nigga.
Man.
But, yeah, he was, yeah, he definitely wasn't going to eat none of that ice cream.
That's what I'm saying. Was he like, in the Walmart going, get down, nigga. You know, he mad as fuck at ice cream.
I don't know. I mean,
like, I didn't know niggas could be that racist, but, like, this dude.
I wonder how many people did complain on that since.
Yeah, where was a whole bunch of white people. Where were the racist people at?
Where are the white people like, yo, why y'all put this shit out?
Wait. We freed them, though. We don't get no representation on that can there. I can see that shit. Wait a goddamn second. You know what I'm saying? Where were they at?
Oh, man. Oh, this was a fun one.
That was goofy.
Oh, we'll have to find some more racist snacks, you know. Y'all don't be out there making ice, Juneteenth ice cream and shit. Make some, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know all the flavors. I just want to see the flavors people pick, man.
I'm starting to worry about our mofos and mofets now.
Why?
Because we might have to add some more. Mofos, mofets, bifets.
Modays.
Mofets. We fucking up out here, y'all.
No, mofos and mofets. That's all of them. Fuck you mean?
Is there? He said we're sticking to the chromosome you were born with.
I don't care what chromosome you got. You either one of them. You can pick whichever one you want to be.
You choose. You don't want.
You got one or the other.
Walmart got me scared about the enterprise of this shit. Like, goddamn.
Ain't nobody got time for all that shit. You a mofo or a mofet?
Too blunt. Get out of here.
We gonna holler at y'all.
Janet Jackson, nigga.
No, it's the Sounds of Blackness, fool.
That's the Sounds of Blackness?
What
I
you
never
talking about?
I heard a whole different blackness growing up.
Here we go.